Come on, George. Georgie Thorogood.
Who do you love? Who do you love? Come on. Come here. Hey, you want a little piece of candy? Come here.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Hey, it is the, of course, 7 o'clock hour. And your 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed Farm Supply, West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home, Arkansas. It's Thursday, though. And that means it's time for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Camellia, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thursday.
Yes, indeed. It is a... I think I'll have another drink. Yes. Good morning. You got a cup full?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
I got a big cup, you know, with a straw.
Oh, yeah. let's get it started.
Yep. I was warned against drinking with a straw, but I'm not smart enough to learn, so. Hey, you know what? It's foggy our way.
It's not foggy here. I'm sitting at 58 degrees. It's not raining. So that's a plus. You and I were talking, and you said, looks like we're going to be kind of rain-free until 2 o'clock or so.
2 o'clock. That's what I'm saying. You know, give or take a little bit, 5 or 6 hours, give or take. No, no. Somewhere around 2 is where it looks like it might spring up there around Mountain Home. But it's nice. It's a little foggy here. I, you know, watched or followed some boats, past boats, on my way to, to the radio station this morning. So some folks were definitely headed that way. Have you seen much traffic?
I've seen a few this morning. I've seen several cars. A lot of people and even some guides have their boats and slips down here. So, sometimes it's just trucks or something I see going down. But, it's been a fairly busy morning. The bite's been tough the last couple of days. I don't know with the front coming through and that, but everybody I've talked to has struggled a little bit.
Yeah, well, I've been seeing some really nice crappie pictures of, the lake, 551.4. It's just kind of been steady over the last several days as far as the level goes. But I have seen some pretty nice catches of crappie. Big crappie.
Oh, yeah. Over the weekend, last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, was pretty good. We had the boys from Licking down again, and they fish for everything. And Mike caught a really nice crappie. I'm going to say it's probably 16-plus inches crappie. I'll get that picture up there, try to get it up there today. But, last weekend was really good. They did well. They caught a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, that's my kind of fishing right there, you know. Just go.
Yeah. It was really good. And then since then, it has progressively slowed. I haven't talked to anybody this morning, but the guys yesterday struggled a little bit, and on Tuesday struggled a little bit, so... Even some of the seasoned crappie guys that always come through when everybody else is struggled a little bit the last couple of days. But other than that happens with the fronts come through and stuff and that. And it was windy. We had some good wind the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah. There's been plenty of wind for sure. But, I was talking with a few folks and... The stripers, everybody, you know, there's a lot of people that really like to get out after those stripers. And they were starting to do the surfacing, you know, they were starting to do it. And then it's just kind of, it's not really progressed. It's the same that it was last week when we talked. They're doing it for just a little bit, sporadic, but not really blowing it up.
Right. It's just starting. There's a little window in the morning when they're surfacing, and it hasn't changed since we talked last week, and hopefully it will. Usually about this time, mid-April, I always say tax day, the bite usually, the top water bite really starts to take off, but it really hasn't yet. So I would assume that within the next week or so here, that top water ought to explode.
Well, you know, I did hear word from the number one, I'm talking the top, the number one rated guide, fish guide on Norfolk Lake. I talked with Bobby Barnes, and, you know, I mean, he can back it up. Number one, he is the top dog. He said if you're having trouble, just go with him.
Yeah, right. And, you know, the guys that we've had several people stay here that have fished with Bobby, and they enjoy the heck out of fishing with him, whether they catch fish or not.
Oh, I'm telling you, he's the top guide on the lake, man. He's the man. He's got it.
The one gentleman went with him, and he said his arm was sore when they quit in the afternoon. They had caught so many fish.
But, you know, the striper, the hybrids, and the whites, they're catchable. They are out there. You know, basically what I've been hearing, you know, find the bait fish, find the balls, and just work those areas. But the largemouth bite has... It's kind of slowed down a little bit because it was just crazy there for a while.
Right, and it has slowed down. And then we got a big tournament this weekend. We got the Cystic Fibrosis Tournament on Saturday. So
where are they putting in at?
Put more pressure on it.
where are they going to launch at? Where's that all going to start, the Cystic?
I believe, if I understand everything right, and I'll double check it and put it up on our Facebook page, but I believe it's over at Panther Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I know.
Yeah.
I just had it's the third annual Sharp County Sheriff's Foundation Swing for Safety Benefit Golf Tournament. It's down the road, Saturday, September 26th. Or no, that's the, I'm sorry, that's the golf tournament. Hooked on Helping Heroes Fishing Tournament, May 9th, 6 a.m. May 9th, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to benefit the Gamalia Volunteer Fire Department. And it's $100 per boat. They'll put in at Panther Bay. And if people need more information on that to sign their team up, it's 870-404-3852. But that ought to be a fun little tournament right there.
That should, and it's for a really good cause for our local fire department, our volunteer fire department. So that one, I'm going to put that one up too. I just got information on that. And I may have already put that up. I don't remember. But I will make sure that's up there. Both tournaments are good causes, this one this weekend and that one for the Gamalia Fire Department. Get out there and support.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the forecast here as we kind of wind things down, Saturday, 62 and kind of rainy, you know, partly sunny, windy, you know, northwest winds 10 to 15. Gusting up 25, but then Sunday and Monday, opening day of spring turkey season in Missouri, and Tuesday looks good. Sunday 70 and sunny, Monday and Tuesday 75 and sunny, but then Wednesday next week, chance of rain, otherwise sunny and 77. So, you know, the dogwoods are in bloom, the whippoorwills are out, the stripers are going to start surfacing anytime. And those early birds that get out there when that first starts, they're going to have the most fun.
Yeah, they're going to have some good topwater fun. It's really going to take off here. It could be any time now. Any time. It could really just...
Yeah. It may start this morning. You know?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean...
We'll get out there and find out.
That's right. All right. Hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more about the Bayou Resort or maybe just swing by and eat a candy bar, drink a beverage, and chat, how can they find you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Facebook page, great way to drop us a line on there, leave a comment of some sort, and take a look at some of the pictures. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I love it when they just stop in, we talk fish and have a cold beverage or a cup of coffee or Kahlua or whatever they're after.
That's right. Well, hey, I'm about to finish a batch, and here's what I'm naming my latest batch. It's going to be Bayou Bourbon. That's what I'm calling it.
Bayou bourbon.
Bayou bourbon. Yep. I'll bring you by, you know, a jar.
We'll have to try that.
Yeah.
we'll have to give that a taste.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Gary, hey, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right. Sounds really good, Gary. Have a good one.
Yep.